Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is Jeff Billard from the Amigos Audio Collective, thanking you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
So, you think this is real? I don't know.
Man. Welcome, seekers of the unknown.
Here we go.
And that which lies beyond the veil of this world.
Oh, yes, yes.
The candles have been lit, and the incense is burning.
What is that, musk?
Quiet, stupid. You have taken my summons to this secluded place because you have all chosen to contact the souls of those departed. Is that not correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Totally.
Then join hands around this table.
Oh, okay.
And for your own safety, do not break the circle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
As a medium, the spirits shall speak through me upon summoning. If you have questions, direct them towards me and you shall hear their voice issue forth from my throat.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Now, have you all joined hands?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Good.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, concentrate.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Concentrate.
Okay.
Spirits! Oh,
yeah, yeah. Dude, don't do that.
Sorry. That was my fault. I probably should have given you a little warning before I did that.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. We still got the circle here?
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah,
okay,
we got
good.
It,
we're good.
All right, come on.
I'm going to try that once more, and I'm going to summon the keeper of the,
okay,
the spirits beyond.
Yeah, right, you right, go. Right. Come on.
Spirits of beyond, he who keeps the veil. The shepherd who summons forth the spirits of the departed. I call you forth.
Are we still supposed to be concentrating?
Yeah, totally.
Is he all right?
I think so.
Is something supposed to happen?
Is it getting cold in here?
Who is it that calls me? Who is it that seeks the souls
of the departed?
I am the shepherd.
I am the keeper of the key of eternity.
Key of eternity, man.
I am the one who shall summon forth the spirits from beyond. Those of you who seek the counsel of ye who have passed beyond this mortal veil, speak now.
So you're like totally a spirit?
Shut up, Jerome.
What?
Speak now, mortal.
Oh, he's cool.
The legions of eternity await your
Who's
going to
ask him?
Shepherd, we seek an answer from someone who's passed beyond this world. We feel that he's the only one who can answer our question.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, dude.
Name the soul of the departed.
We seek the counsel of,
that
guy.
Him.
Yeah. The one. The one from, he was in this movie that we saw.
Jerome, what was
Saturday.
That movie we saw?
Saturday.
We were talking about yesterday.
What movie?
That movie we were talking about yesterday with the guy who starred in it. Which one was that?
Dude, we talked about like 50 movies yesterday. Which one?
It was an 80s movie.
It was a male. It was an actor in his 40s.
It
was a movie 30s, from 1980. Five? Brown hair.
84.
No, it was brown hair.
No,
blonde hair, man.
No, he didn't.
I thought it was black.
Oh, man. We were talking about yesterday.
Twilight Zone. It was Twilight
Zone. Vic Morrow. No, it wasn't Vic Morrow.
Yes, it was.
Helicopter.
We talked about
that
yesterday.
We totally talked about Twilight.
Yeah, but that's not the movie. That wasn't the movie we talked about yesterday.
We said we were going to talk about the ghost. We said we want to talk about the...
Now you're totally confused me now. I can't remember.
It was my fault.
You can't remember.
It was an 80s movie.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy isn't dead.
Was Ernest Borgnine?
No, it wasn't. I know it was an 80s movie.
No, it wasn't Ernest Borgnine.
So that's it, huh?
What?
Summon me all the way from beyond the veil of eternity, and all I can get out of you is it's an 80s movie, and it may have had Ernest Borgnine and or Brian Dennehy in it. Didn't really think this through, did you?
Hey, look, all right? We're sorry. We can't remember what we had in mind, all right? We can't remember.
We were kind of high.
Quiet, stupid.
Look, that's all well and good, but you have summoned me here to retrieve a soul from beyond the veil of eternity. That's my job, and according to my job description, I can't actually go back beyond the veil of eternity until I've found the person you intended to ask the question of. That's how the rules work. I don't make them. So if you could get to this sometime during my afterlife time, I'd appreciate it.
So what do we do?
I don't know, man. I can't think of a movie.
I don't know.
Look, I'll get my laptop. I'll go to the
IMDb. We'll right, just look
hey,
it up.
Hey, hey, don't what, break what, the circle.
What, dude, what?
First rule of a seance, what? Never break the circle.
What? I didn't know.
Amateurs.
All right. You don't have to singe my nose hairs off, dude. Look, my iBook is just over in the next room. Why don't you just go get it yourself?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, I am a non-corporeal ectoplasmic manifestation. I barely even have hands, and even if I could leave this circle, which I can't, how am I supposed to operate your laptop?
Hey, he's got a point there, Jerome.
So there's no way for you to look it up?
Whoa. Dude, are you telling me that there is no internet on the other side?
No.
Don't panic. There's an internet.
Oh, good. Shoot.
It's just I don't have access to it right now.
No. Well, what do we do then?
Well, look, all of you try to gather your thoughts together and figure out whatever movie this was, and
okay.
And you'll just have to ask me, and we'll see if we can bang our heads together and figure this out. In the meantime, I'll start the show. With a little luck, we'll figure out some way to cap this off and give it a proper punchline before the show's over. All right, October 20th, 2005, you're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Now, Brian Dennehy, you said me.
Hey, sorry. I gotta wait for the music to die down just a little bit. Oh, still got the theme going. So, hi. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Kyan Chris Conroy. And you are, as usual, listening to Technical Difficulties. I'm gonna do something a little bit different this week. As you can tell, you know, I'm in the park this morning. It's very early in the morning, and I'm trying to keep things a little low-key. I've been checking my numbers on the web, and I've noticed that that my show's kind of stalled out. So I thought maybe it was trying to try and, you know, sort of mix things up a little bit. And it seems to me that what people are really looking for is not this sort of comedy that I do, which is kind of fine by me. You know, it's really hard work that I'm doing this, and people just don't seem to really want it, and they really respond more to the traditional podcast. So I thought maybe I'd kind of convert over here and do a little bit of a kind of a normal sort of, you know, personal journal, kind of let you into my world as it is. That's what Technical Difficulties, I think, should become for the future. And anyway, I'm at the park. I'm in Minnehaha Park. That's right, Minnehaha Creek, which is this beautiful creek that runs right by my house. And it's kind of a brisk morning, but the birds are still out. And I just thought I'd kind of let you all in, kids, you know, about how my life's been going. You know, I went out to a bar last night. I was saying karaoke, or karaoke, as it's really called. You know, it's the Japanese term is karaoke. And I sang like a They Might Be Giants song, and I had some beers, which made my stomach a little upset. But I thought it was important that you know that, you know, because, you know, this is a podcast, and you need to know these things. And anyway, I thought I'd open up with a little bit more of my spiritual side. I think it's time that I really showed the audience kind of a different side to me. And as far as my spiritual side goes, I just, what is it? Oh my God, rabbit elephants! He's waking up, nurse.
Oh, yes.
Where am I?
He's coming around.
Check his pulse.
What happened?
Mr. Conroy? Can you hear me? Can you understand me, Mr. Conroy?
Yes, that's me.
All right, now we're just going to do a test here. I'm holding up one hand. How many fingers do you see?
15.
Oh, very good, Mr. Conroy.
Excellent.
Got all the fake ones and everything. That's unique. Most people don't get them.
Oh.
Mark that down, nurse. Very astute observation.
Yes, doctor.
What happened, doctor?
Well, as near as we can tell, Mr. Conroy, you were out in Minnehaha Park, it says here this morning, and you were recording a
podcast.
Yeah.
When you were suddenly trampled by a herd of rabid rogue elephants being led by a troop of ninja baboons.
Oh my god, was it...
awesome? Oh, yes. Trust me when I tell you, when you see the videotape later, you'll agree with everyone that you were part of what was absolutely right with the world as we know it. Coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, sweet.
It does, however, bring us to our problem here, son. We're going to have to perform emergency surgery on you.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, I'm afraid it's true, Mr. Conroy. You've been very severely injured. In about 10 minutes, you'll be under my care in the operating theater, where I'm going to attempt to remove an eye river from your ass.
All right, yeah. You have to do what you think is best, Doctor.
Yes, well...
wait a minute.
Hmm? I don't own an eye river. You don't? Nurse, let me see those x-rays again. My God! Why didn't I see it before? Get this man into surgery immediately! I think there may be another entire podcaster up there.
It's a true story, Jimmy. There was no way to save the second podcaster. All they could do was call his wife, who came out, and she had to give him one final kiss goodbye before they started up the first podcaster's ass, and the second podcaster was killed.
That sounds suspiciously like the djinn talking again, Grandpa.
Well, so it is, little Bernardo.
My name is Stuart.
Well, it's Bernardo now. Look, I'm writing it right here on your birth certificate so you know for a fact. There, see, Bernardo?
That's one of those have-you-seen-me flyers.
Look, you want to hear the next story or not?
You packing taped me to the chair. What choice do I get?
None whatsoever, so there.
Yeah.
Now then, you'll like this story very much, little Bernardo. It takes place at night down by the docks.
Oh, not the one about the club-footed Lithuanian shemale hookers again. This is the fourth time.
No, it's not the one about the club-footed Lithuanian shemale hookers, all right? This is a brand new story that I just made up. It's exciting, and it's all about men fighting evil down by the warehouses to the docks, all right? Now shut up and listen. Our story begins in a dark summer night. My God, it's dark down here at night. I can barely see my hand before my face. Damn it, I've been waiting here for at least 3 minutes. Where the hell is that contact?
Mr. Albertson!
There, at last.
So nice of you to wait for me. I didn't recognize you for a moment.
Nor I you. It's probably because we've never actually met.
Too true, too true. Still, a remarkable likeness, though.
Yes, very astute observation on your part. Congratulations. Have a chimpanzee.
No, thanks. I gave those up years ago.
Oh, I see. Well, do you mind if I...
No. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Hits the spot every time.
Yes, well, you should probably give up that habit. It's very bad for your lungs.
Yes, well, so is stabbing yourself in the chest with a barbecuing fork.
Yes, and if all your friends stabs themselves in the chest with a barbecue fork, would you too?
All my friends did stab themselves in the chest with a barbecue fork.
I'm terribly sorry about that. I hope I did not bring up a painful memory.
It was a painful memory, and also a fairly amusing one if you were actually there to see it, but that's another story.
Well, if you're done with your chimpanzee, we can get on with our mission.
Yes, well, I'll just put the rest of it behind my ear. And let's go.
So where are these so-called evildoers we are supposed to be stopping this evening?
Well, they're in one of these warehouses behind me.
Which one?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Not really. All the warehouses look the same to me.
That's a terribly racist thing to say there, sir. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Yes, I noticed you had awfully good posture. What's your secret?
The small chiropractor I carried around in my pocket. Say hello, Leonard.
Hello!
Well, hello there, little man. Put her there.
Whoa!
Are you all right?
Why, my shoulders never felt better in my life.
Yeah, it's quite a little miracle worker, isn't he?
At last, I can finally return to playing the harpsichord.
Really? You played the harpsichord?
Yes, at Wimbledon in 88, and I was soundly defeated. After my years of a bullfighter, though, my shoulder was left in no condition to ever play again. But now I'm guaranteed a rematch.
Well, shall we be off for the evening?
Certainly, right this way. Now, it's this warehouse right here.
All right, and here's the key, just as I promised.
Right, let's go. All right. There we are. Let's see.
Well, can you see anything, Mr. Albertson?
Yes, I can see the darkness quite clearly.
Shall I give you a light?
Don't be ridiculous. It's nighttime. Light would defeat the whole purpose. All right, I'm going in.
All right, good luck. And I can tell you one or two things. There are cameras on the main floor and potentially guard dogs, so be careful.
Right, here I go. All right, and there may or may not be traps as you get onto the second floor, so be careful. And one more thing. When you get around to the water cooler, I think there's a guard there armed with a shotgun. Be very careful to sneak around him. And make sure once again to look out for the cameras. When you're going down the stairs to the third level, the fourth step from the bottom is extremely wobbly, so be careful not to fall down that.
Alright? You got it? That's good. Now, okay. Now, when you get down there, make sure to not to turn on the lights too soon. They have a tendency to flicker out a bit. You could startle someone in there, and they could come back there and shoot you. And I think there are explosive traps as you get to the back end of the warehouse. Do not worry. I will be here, and I will watch your back.
Yes, well, if you're finished, I'd like to go inside now.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to keep you. On you go. We interrupt this program to take you to the White House press conference already in progress.
I think I made myself very clear. Next question, please. Next, yes,
Scott.
Go.
I just wondering, could you comment on the accuracy of the report that it implicates the president in the Valerie Plame scandal?
I'm sorry, that report is completely inaccurate, and I cannot comment on it. Next question, please.
Yep. Wait, Scott, wasn't that a comment? What? Just now, didn't you just comment on the report?
No, I can't comment on that report.
Yes, but you just said it was inaccurate.
That's right.
So you can comment on it.
No, Bill, I can't comment on the accuracy of the report.
But you just did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Didn't. Did. You said the report was inaccurate.
That's absolutely right.
But you said you couldn't comment.
No, I can't.
But you just commented on it.
No, I didn't.
An excerpt from today's press briefing from White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan. Here to discuss it with me is political analyst Daniel Ransom.
Good evening,
Mr. Ransom. How do you think behavior such as this in the White House press corps bodes well for the political discourse in this country?
I think it bodes extremely poorly for political discourse in America, to be perfectly honest with you.
Really?
Yes, ever since the Bush administration's ascendancy to power, we've seen an overall ambient drop in quality in the level of political discourse, especially among the White House press corps. The sheer amount of disinformation, backpedaling, backstabbing, character assassination, and outright name-calling has risen to an epidemic high. It's spreading all out through the media. And I think overall it portrays the American political system as being
American media,
operating in a very inarticulate, anti-intellectual, very childish manner.
Stop it.
All right, I will stop the show. Well, there you go. That was one of my more scattershot episodes, I'm afraid. And we never did find out how the seance ended. I'm terribly sorry about that, but I kind of ran out of jokes on that front. What can I do?
Maybe next week, because next week is our Halloween spectacular, or...
No, I won't call it a spooktacular. Fuck that. Next week is our Halloween show, and I've got something, some special Halloween-themed material for you then. At least that's my plan, and my plans keep falling apart on a weekly basis as I do this. I'm also, by the way, for those of you out there interested in knowing, I've discussed with my wife the possibility of changing the name of the show from Technical Difficulties to something else. I think I've stalled out, and it might have to do with stinky material, but it might also have to do with the fact that the name doesn't really indicate the show very well, and really, I don't understand where, it's hard to spell. It doesn't really indicate what the show is about. Technical in a podcast may lead people to think it's some sort of tech-related show. I don't know. I've gotten used to having it for so long, but at the same time, I think I'm changing the show up a little bit. This will affect none of you listeners out there, by the way, if I decide to change the show away from Technical Difficulties, because it's all under the same feed, and the feed isn't called Tech Diff, so, or Technical Difficulties or anything like that. It's under the name Cayenne. So this will affect none of you. Just one day your podcast directory, subscription will say, instead of saying Technical Difficulties show number whatever, it'll say whatever the title of the new show is. I may change it, I may not. I don't know. Let me know if you think it's a good idea or not. Just let me know anything, really, because I can be contacted at techdiff@tcinternet.net, or you can go to techdiff.com and leave a comment on the board there on my little blog that's associated with all that stuff. And do me a favor, if you're going to email, or even if you've emailed me in the past and you haven't said so, I'm just curious, could you guys tell me, just give me a quick note of region, where you are, what state, what country, what part of the world? I'm just curious. I mean, I really am. I'd like to know who writes from where. And I'm also thinking of starting a mailing list. So if you'd like to be on the mailing list, please drop me an email at techdiff@tcinternet.net. And I will start some sort of mailing list. So if I have any sort of announcements to make, and I can send them to you, and you don't have to wait for the podcast to do that. Who knows? I may write comedy or something and to send you prose comedy or something like that. I'm a lousy writer, though. So what are you going to do? Anyway, as I said before, next week is our Halloween show. As always, I suggest you head on over to Nosewater Tokyo Gifts at nosewatertokyo.com. That's my friend's from Japan site. Great site. Lots of fun. Christmas is coming. Get them really, really ugly, cool, amazing Japanese stuff straight from the heart of Japan. Also, always, as always, recommend Strange Brain Radio. with Rusty Bender. Channel Surfing Wipeout, Chansurf Wipe at channel chansurfwipe.libsyn.com. That is our weekly updated video podcast. And now video is the next big thing. It's the next big thing. So hopefully we're going to be riding the wave. So Friday there'll be brand new stuff up on that front. And I also recommend my wife's interview podcast, which is called Uncomfortable Questions at SueGrandys, SueGrandys.libsyn.com. If you're unfamiliar with that podcast, by the way, you could go over there and get the first episode, because she interviewed me, and you get to hear me blather on about the big questions of life. It's the Cayenne interview. That's the very first interview on her list of stuff. And it's a great show. If you want to hear some unique takes from some pretty funny and pretty interesting people about life, it's a pretty pretty darn cool thing there, if and you ask me. So I'll be back again next week with our Halloween special. As special as I make it in a week, I suppose, but I'm going to have a whole bunch of Halloween and Halloween-related and scare-related and tributes to things and stuff like that. And a story. I have a very special story for you next week. So, anyway, please tune in next week. Be safe. Have fun. And please come back. Thank you, and good day.
Thank you for listening to Friday Follies right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Monday Matinee for classic, live, and theatrical audio plays. Tuesday Terrors for horror audio drama. Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine. Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama. Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike. And Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.